sports coverage in the state. The Llama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
That's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Welcome to the Ultimate Football Talk Show, right here on GoMileHigh.com. You're now listening to Shaggy and Squirrel, and this is Inside the Huddle.
Wilson wants it all. Deep ball. Metcalf got it. Touchdown, Seattle. On fourth.
Second down, the pitch to McCaffrey. McCaffrey to the end zone for the touchdown.
Here's Hines again. Hines breaking a tackle, and he is in for the Indianapolis touchdown.
Carter fake the handoff. Jackson throws. Oh, what a grab. Touchdown, Mark Andrews.
And goal at the one, and Swift scores his first NFL touchdown.
This time, Gordon able to get there. Touchdown, Melvin Gordon. Welcome to Denver.
And welcome in to Go Mile High's exclusive football-only talk show. This is Inside the Huddle. I'm your host, Shaggy. Right here beside me, I got your co-host, Squirrel. Got my other man, Carlos Rodriguez.
Yo.
And as well as Alex Becker here right in front of me. How are y'all doing today?
Dude, awesome.
Great.
Week two. Better. Football.
Yeah.
And
got
we got
some
a,
more NFL.
Speaking of week two, we got a very interesting matchup going on right here. As we got a little bit of NFL going on right there. But we got a matchup of AFC North rivals, two of the bottom dwellers of the AFC North, Cleveland Browns versus the Cincinnati Bengals, and a game that's featuring two defeated teams, 0-1 and 0-1. And I'm going to ask you guys first, real quick, which team needs this win more, the Cincinnati Bengals or this Cleveland Browns team?
The Browns. The
Browns?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Why would you say the Browns?
Because it's... You know, it's Baker Mayfield's second year, and he's supposed to yet to establish himself. So he needs to step it up to make a name mark for the Cleveland. I mean, second year with the same coach, same players, while Joe Burrow's his second game. So Mayfield has more on the line. I was looking on ESPN today, and you know what? He might even lose his starting job.
And that's what we were talking about before. We were saying, what if Joe Burrow outperforms Baker Mayfield tonight and not only outperforms Baker Mayfield, but goes out and wins the game, throws, what, three touchdowns,
yeah,
300 yards, something like that, and Baker Mayfield throws one touchdown, two interceptions, under 250 yards. And you see the first-round pick this year, two games in his career, already outperforming this first-round pick from 3 years ago that has only regressed since he got into the league, who ironically is being outperformed by the quarterback that was picked last in the first round in his same division.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Browns by 1,000%. They need to win more. Bengals are a 2-win. They're the worst team in the NFL, number one pick. 2-14 last year with the rookie quarterback. The Browns, on paper, were supposed to win the division last year. Total bust. So if they lose this game to their in-state rival, man, things are going to explode in Browns country, and Baker's job is in jeopardy.
And think about this. Last week, it's not like that Bengals team got routed. They had a chance at the very end of that game.
They should have won. They should have won.
Exactly. It was a chip shot field goal by the field goal kicker, and the field goal kicker misses that. Joe Burrow still drove him down the field. There's nothing you could do about the field goal kicker missing it. But still, this team, it's showing a lot of life. I honestly think the Bengals are going to win tonight. I picked the Bengals, honestly, to win by 3. But going on, some stats for tonight. The Bengals ran out. I'm not really going to give the points per game, but the yards, they're putting up about 315 yards a game, just under 200 passing, just over 120 rushing, and they're allowing about 350 yards, 208 passing, and about 155 rushing. So, again, this is taken with a grain of salt. It's week one, but
it's crazy.
It is. What do you think, Squirrel?
I took the over in the 44 points tonight. I think that it's actually going to be a decent little shootout. You know, I think Joe Burrow's going to come out slinging around. He's got a slack, very, very slack secondary playing. He's playing against, you know, you've seen Lamar Jackson tear it up last week against them, which, I mean, it's, you know, Lamar Jackson is. But it just comes to show, you know, what any decent quarterback can do against a real shaky, you know, secondary. And I think the Bengals obviously are not the greatest right now. So I think this is, you know, the time for Cleveland. They look great on paper, but I think it's time to show us that pit, you know, it's time to do it on the field.
So you could look at this game two ways, and I'm going to take it out the way of Joe Burrow. If Joe Burrow comes out tonight and performs like the way we think he is, it could be his coming out party to the NFL, showing like, hey, this guy's a legit guy. Oh, yeah. Comes out, performs against a division rival, beats him on a primetime game, and gets the Bengals a first win of the season. And not only that, but possibly making Baker Mayfield, a quarterback in his division, lose his job.
Yeah.
Do you think Case Keenum comes in the game tonight?
No. No. Case Keenum, possibility week three.
I mean... Really? You think Case Keenum is would even have a chance to take the job? Really?
I do. I'm just saying. Does tonight? You know.
I don't think it's going to be happening tonight. Yeah, I think this is going to be a close tonight. Game. I think it's going to be
He's got to throw four.
He's
going to
have a disastrous performance if you want to see Case Keenum tonight.
He's got to throw
Nathan
four picks.
Peterman like. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got to have four picks, maybe first half, too.
And we have to remember this Bengals defense isn't really – like, they have a good front seven, but their secondary is not the best outside of William Jackson.
Yeah, you're right there.
So, no. I mean, Jesse Bates, formidable player, but not really – I'd really consider a top, you know, echelon safety in the league.
I want everybody to watch for Nick Chubb to actually do something tonight. They started off with a pretty tough defense in Baltimore playing against that. It's always – pretty tough to play in Baltimore and against the Ravens defense even right now.
How about Kareem Hunt getting more carries than him last week?
Yeah, I don't understand what Cleveland's doing. That's like a Kitchens move, you know. It's like a Freddie Kitchens type deal. You got three stud running backs back there, and then your first string running back isn't getting as many carries as your second and third stringers. Like, this is why you scored, what, 6 points, 7 points? Yeah. One touchdown?
I don't understand why don't they use Kareem Hunt in the passing game, because he's a formidable receiving back out of the backfield. 100%. And Nick Chubb is obviously a back that you want to run between the tackles. I don't know why they don't try to run him, like, in the slot with Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry out wide, and you have him in the slot, putting him on a matchup with the slot corner or the linebacker. That's a mismatch for those two.
Look for Hooper to get some action this week. Yeah. Njoku's out. On the IR, so look for
Hooper.
Austin.
Yeah.
Hooper. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hooper.
100%. Yeah, he's gonna have a big game.
Yeah, look for him to get some
they
work.
They have two formidable tight ends. They got David Njoku and Austin Hooper. It's like this Browns offense looks great on paper. Looks great on Madden. It just doesn't look great in the real life.
Njoku's on IR too. With the knee.
They've looked good on paper the last two, 3 years when Baker Mayfield got there, and then they made the dramatic trade for
Odell Beckham.
Odell, and they got Jarvis from Miami, and then Nick Chubb in the draft. It's like they started to build, and then they got rid of Kitchens. Everything started to go good, and they just haven't done it.
Bad franchises will be bad. And they're the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
What more needs to be said?
Well, is anyone else surprised by Joe Burrow's mobility? Like, I know we saw it at LSU, was anyone surprised? Well, I shouldn't say this, but surprised about how mobile he was able to get, like being able to scamper off for a 23-yard run and be able to do that. I mean, yes, we saw his mobility in college, but to be able to do that and not only do that,
impressed.
He read that block like a running back, you know, for the right tackle going up for 23 yards for a touchdown.
I was more impressed with him being confident enough to take off outside of the pocket, or you know, when the pocket collapses, get out there. And you know, that's not a rookie thing. Most quarterbacks figure out how to do in their first year. So with him being able to come in, not much practice, and have the confidence that he, what was it, how was it, 15 yard rush for
23 yard rush
for a touchdown?
23.
So, you know, that's second, third year level stuff for most quarterbacks, you know. And most people didn't see him coming in, getting a few rushing yards. Yeah, I watched him in college. I'm a big college guy. He is a bit mobile, but that doesn't always transfer to the NFL like you would think it is.
His mobility transferred over just like it was in college.
And, yeah, are you fast, but are you confident? You know, as a quarterback, getting out of that pocket, like I said, and avoiding tackles and hopefully, hey, not getting hit, because you get hit in the NFL, it's a wake-up call.
And tell you what, he got hit more on Sunday than he did all last year at LSU.
Right. No, for real. He did.
And he made some rookie mistakes. I mean, that one shovel pass that got it picked off on Melvin Ingram, that's a rookie mistake right there. But he learned from it, yeah. And he went and played good towards the end of the game.
He's got,
so it shows that he really evolved in one game.
No, I think for his first game as an NFL quarterback, I think he absolutely did pretty good.
With no preseason.
Yeah. He threw one pick. You know, he rushed for a touchdown. It was 193 yards, 190-something yards.
And let's also look at this.
23 for 36. I mean, it's not that bad for first game of an NFL rookie
40
career.
Yards rushing.
Mm-hmm.
Last three quarterbacks that got drafted first overall, he probably got drafted to the worst team. I mean, that Browns team, yes, it's looking good now, but it still had some weapons on it when Baker Mayfield got drafted. Same with that Kyler Murray-led Arizona Cardinal team. They still had some weapons on it. This team outside of like a couple receivers and one running back has no one on there. Mm-mm. There's no weapons on the defense. I mean, Geno Atkins outside of there. Do you really trust anyone on the defense?
No.
I mean, I know
maybe
we're
William
glad,
Jackson, but
Perfect is gone. But
he's been gone for a couple years.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know even a stud on that defense.
I mean, Carlos Dunlap is definitely showing his age.
He is. Yeah. I feel like the only one that hasn't is Geno Atkins, and that's he's an all-decade player. So. But that's going to do it for this first segment here and Inside the Huddle. When we get back, we got some AFC preview. We're going to talk about the Denver Broncos and can they get a week two win. We'll figure it out in the next segment.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Goody, young Papsy. We must make it back to Camelot so I can listen to GoMileHigh.com.
Oh, who goes there?
It is I, King Arthur, on his mighty steed. Let me in the castle at once. I must get to my quarters to listen in to the best in Colorado's sports lifestyle programming.
But, sir, don't we live in medieval Wales?
No, Popsy, you mustn't ask questions when I'm listening about my beloved Broncos. Ah, GoMileHigh.com.
This moment of uncontrollable laughter was made possible by a 32-year-old man with little to no coordination, attempting to execute a simple cartwheel. His name, Sergeant Warner. But young James, our laughing friend here, simply calls him Dad. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so many Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding families. Visit feedingamerica.org and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If it's great radio you're looking for, then you're in the right place. Because at GoMileHigh.com, we have tons of shows discussing sports, news, politics, entertainment, community affairs, and much, much more.
Awesome! Tons of awesome!
And don't forget, if you miss out on one of your favorite shows, you can always access our archived episodes at GoMileHigh.com on your own time.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
And welcome back to Inside the Huddle. I'm your host, Shaggy. You can catch us on Facebook at GoMileHigh or on Twitter at GoMileHigh. And on the internet, GoMileHigh.com. Or you can give us a call at 303-937-6548 if you don't like what we're saying or you like what we're saying. Either way. But getting into it, we talked a little bit of AFC preview before the break. Let's get right into it. We got Broncos at Steelers. I'm going to go first. I have the Steelers winning, and I feel like it's going to be a close game.
I got the Steelers 24-16.
24-16?
Yeah, their kicker's going to actually make the field goals.
Yeah, Chris Boswell actually will make those field goals.
I like the Snell Jr. guy. If
Benny.
Yeah, so
it's weird that he's not getting much national media coverage. Like, many people are saying that they don't have a running back back there. But, I mean, I feel like I trust anyone behind that Pittsburgh offensive line,
nobody
honestly
knows him yet. So, no.
He's going to make – I mean, he's going to make bang-bang, you know, media after this game.
After this, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I think he's going to rush over 100 yards. And it's going to be 26-17.
26.
Wow, he's going to give me by a point. I said 26-16.
Because the kicker will actually make the kicks.
Right. Yeah. I'll go Steelers 26-23.
Oh. 26-23. So you got them winning by a field goal?
Kind of cleans the board. Yeah. Are we going to let...
What do you got, Anthony?
Do we need Anthony? I mean, it's 4-0.
Yeah, it's 4-0 Steelers.
Broncos.
Oh, wow.
We got a rousing Broncos from Arthur Knight back here. So, yeah, I'll go with that one.
Okay. The Broncos?
4-1.
4-1.
Too much weed.
So there's an L back. there's an L this week for the Broncos.
That's an L. So that's 0-2 on the season. Moving on. Chiefs at Chargers. I feel like this one's not going to be a close game at all. I got the Chiefs winning 37 to about like 20, 21.
I mean, that's a decently... I don't even think it's going to be that close.
You don't? I mean, no, I still think
no,
they're going to...
I
still think the Chargers can put up points, but I don't think they're going to be able to move
Chiefs,
the ball.
I'm going to say Chiefs hit at least 35, and Chargers are 10. 35-10.
35-10?
Yeah.
Chiefs are going to score the most points.
Of the week?
Of the week. 42.
42?
To 21.
All right, I'll go. I got Chiefs 34-14. I think the Chiefs defense is a lot better than people think. I saw Edwards-Helaire got actually chewed out by his running backs coach today for his goal line. You know, he had, mm-hmm. I think, 6 goal line carries for negative 2 yards or something. Mm-hmm. So
wow.
I think in those situations, he's going to punch it in. Eric Bieniemy was giving him a tongue lashing. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see the Chiefs blowing out the Chargers 34-14.
So we're all in agreement. What about you guys behind the board? What do you guys got? Chiefs or Chargers? Keep going. All right. Chargers. All right. Next game. Jaguars at Titans. And this game is going to be probably very lackluster for entertainment purposes. I got the Titans winning 24-10, I'm going to say. 24-10.
24-10. They're not big scores. I think 20-24 is about where they're at. But I actually got the Jaguars going to they're going to do this. I think
two weeks in a row.
I think Minshew.
Oh man!
I think the Minshew magic.
I think that's
is
a
running,
little bit of a
this is
running
the team
train,
that was
dude.
Supposed to be tanking.
I know,
this year.
I know. Well, I think Minshew's not worried about him tanking because
you could say I took
he's
that personally.
He's taking it, bro. Jaguars winning a close one. I say 24-20. Jaguars.
Really? You got the Jaguars winning?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Titans 21. Jaguars. Minshew, he'll throw one touchdown. So 10.
You know, call me crazy, but I'm going to agree with Squirrel. I'm taking the Jags, too. I think Gardner Minshew has just enough moxie in him to get past this tough Titans defense. It's going to be really close. I'm going to say the Jags by a point. I mean, it's going to be like 17-16, and Gardner Minshew is going to lead them on a game-winning drive.
Mm. What about you guys? You guys got to break the tie. It's 2-2. Jaguars or Titans?
I actually like the Jaguars getting off to a hot little start this year.
Everyone is going for the Jaguars.
Yeah. Don't embrace the tank.
Nice. We got the win on that one.
All right. So next one, this is going to be a very
AFC South.
AFC South. This is going to be an interesting one. I think the Bills are going to win this one, but I think it's actually going to be closer than people think. Bills at Dolphins. I'm going to take Bills, like I said, 24-20.
Oh, no. It's that Bills defense is pretty good. I think they hold the Dolphins to under 10 points. They're going to pick Fitzmagic off at least 3 times. One's going to be a pick 6. Hmm. I got, say, 34-9. Maybe they get 3 field goals, maybe 6, maybe 2 field goals. So
we got 2 on the Bills. Carlos?
No, I'm going Dolphins.
You going Dolphins on this one?
Yeah, Fitzy's going to come back. So I think Dolphins are going to do it.
I like this Buffalo team a whole lot this year. I think they're going to win the AFC East. They're 5-1 against Miami in the last 3 seasons. I like Buffalo by at least 2 scores here.
No, Dolphins 24-17.
What do you guys got? You guys got Bills or you guys got Dolphins?
It's a tiebreak again.
Bills win. Tua starts week 3.
All right, 3-2.
I love it.
Bills Mafia.
You took the Dolphins?
I took the Bills.
So I took the Bills. He took the Bills. He took the Dolphins. He took the Bills.
So 4-1.
4-1.
4-1.
Wow.
All right, next one. This is going to be a very interesting game. I think this is going to be the best game out of the AFC.
Definitely.
Ravens at Texans. And I really want to take the Texans because I love Deshaun Watson, but I'm going to be smart here. And I'm going to take the Ravens, and I'm going to pick them to win 35-2. I think it's going to be close. It's going to be 35-28.
High score.
I'm going to take the same about the same score that Kansas City had against Houston. What was that, 35, 20, 21, something like that? Maybe a little less, maybe 35-17. Ravens defense is a little stouter, a little tougher than Kansas City. So
you got Ravens as well?
Yeah. Ravens like 31-17.
Okay.
Wow. I'm actually going to go lower scoring. Taking Ravens, 17-13.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got that. That's a low scoring game. You think Lamar's and company is only going to put up two touchdowns?
I think it's going to be a defensive
Andrews
game.
Is going to have two himself.
He's helping right here.
You know me. I like to stir the pot.
All right, I'll go Baltimore 31-19. I think Kansas City and Baltimore are head and shoulders above everyone else in the AFC. Lamar has got that offense rolling. I like Houston, but they're just no match for Baltimore. So I like Houston to give up 30-plus points again.
So Houston, Baltimore, who do you got?
Baltimore wins. Texans bye week is week 8. Week 8, Bill O'Brien's unemployed.
Oh, whoa. Love it.
Love hot takes right there.
Hey, that's like 5 months past due, though.
See if he can make one final trade before they can.
Like they should have axed him after the Hopkins trade. Like, let's get honest.
But he made that trade, and it's. I mean, he runs everything over there, so I don't know who's gonna fire him.
That's the problem.
Go back to Penn State.
Yeah.
Go back to Penn State.
Go back all to high school. Yeah.
So next one, 49ers at Jets. I think it's pretty obvious. 49ers are probably going to run over the Jets. Jets suck. I think we all
know
this.
It's in New York.
It's in New York. So, yes, that's why how we did this.
Does that make a difference?
No, it does not. No. MetLife Stadium.
I think it does, though. Early game.
You going for the
Sunday.
Jets?
No.
Stir the pot again?
No, I was just thinking about the score. Oh, 49ers are going to win.
I got a.
Because Garoppolo tanked and he needs to step up.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear who Garoppolo got this week so he can miss some more? Mohamed Sanu.
Mohamed Sanu's washed, though.
Wow, still.
Still.
Well, Garoppolo had a bunch of wide receivers last year. He just kept missing.
Yeah, I think they picked up Sanu because of his familiarity with Kyle Shanahan, played together in Atlanta. But I don't think the 49ers are nearly as good as they were last year.
I don't think so either, but I think this is a game that they can have a tune-up game. I still think that I got them winning 31-17, 31-14.
Yeah, I still think they're definitely going to roll. They had a shaky week on week one, but they did play a tough Arizona team that I think is going to be very, very good this season. 49ers roll, saved 24-10, you know.
We all got 49ers at the table?
Yeah. I was thinking.
Yeah, and I was thinking the same.
Adam Gase is a joke of a head coach.
Yes, he is. I mean, we all saw his press conference. We didn't even know where he was.
They just picked up with Balazs.
And he's worse than Todd Bowles, and Todd Bowles is pretty bad, too.
I got something.
I got Mostert. I got Mostert with over 100 yards and a touchdown.
So we all got the 49ers?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I got to say the hot take from Arthur Knight here. He's calling for a huge performance from Darnold and a Jets win.
Really?
Against the best pass rush in the NFL.
A blowout. 31-14.
So he's reversing my score.
That's why he sits behind the producer behind the wall.
He hosts a basketball show, folks.
Yeah,
he hosts a
host.
Yeah, he hosts a basketball show.
Yeah, he does a basketball show, guys. Don't really take anything he says for. But he does have a great basketball show. To take that out, that just happened before this show.
It is a great one.
But football is just not his thing, yeah.
This is the last game of the night or of the whole entire weekend, and that'll be a Monday night clash.
What, AFC?
Yeah, of the AFC. And this is going to be Saints at Raiders. And this one, I think this is actually going to be a very interesting game. First game for the Raiders and Allegiant Stadium. Again, there's going to be no fans there, but still first game there. I got the Saints winning 30-24.
I would love to say that Chucky and the Raiders are going to have their first game in their brand new, beautiful, ginormous stadium Vegas Boulevard and win against the Saints. But Drew Brees is going to come in there and just ruin Monday night for them like he always does for
everybody.
Throwing
a bunch of 5-yard slants.
Five TDs. He's going to destroy Oakland's defense. He's going to tear them to pieces. And what bigger stage to do it in the most expensive stadium in the world? Well
now in the
SoFi,
world.
Yeah. The NFL. But Drew Brees tears them down. He's going to put up another 40. 42, maybe 20. I think Josh Jacobs can get him a touchdown or two.
So you got him blowing out the Raiders?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Even with no Michael Thomas.
Dude, they just blew out Tampa Bay and Tom Brady. Yeah, they're going to blow out the Raiders.
But this is also, I got to think that this is their first game in Allegiant Stadium, and you got to think that they're going to want to play good for the first
game.
Listen,
Drew Brees plays in the Superdome every Sunday. He's not worried how big the stage is.
Yeah, but also, you got to remember that Saints offense last week, they didn't really like, there was at one point he was 10 for 13 for like 65 yards.
It's
he
fine.
Was averaging
his defense,
like 5 yards of completion.
His defense picking balls off, dude, making, yeah. He had help, but, you know, it's just the stage where Drew Brees is at. There's no way he loses Monday night.
2 for Saints. What do you guys got?
No, Saints.
Saints?
36-21.
I think the Saints lay an egg. I think the Raiders are going to win this game. Michael Thomas, like Carlos just said, is out, and that's a huge big of a loss as they're going to get. I think the Saints defense tries to key on Josh Jacobs, might leave Henry Ruggs, might leave Darren Waller open a little bit. I know Lattimore is probably going to be on Ruggs, which is, you know, he's as good as they get from the corner position.
Is Ruggs playing? Because he looked like he was hurt last game.
As far as I know, he's playing.
That's questionable.
I thought it was Williams that was out, right?
Yeah. Williams is out.
Okay. But I just think the Saints are gonna lay an egg, and the Raiders, you know, first game in that stadium, they're going to come out with everything they have. So I see Vegas getting this one.
All right, that's 3-1 for Saints. What do you guys got?
We in Vegas, baby. Money line. Yeah. Saints -228. Raiders +190. Wow. Bet the underdog, folks.
Bet the underdog.
Bet the underdog.
Can you imagine
folks?
Being in the stadium watching the first Raiders game there, like at Caesar's Palace or Luxor?
Is that stadium more expensive than the Chargers?
SoFi?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we'll let you guys know at the beginning of the next segment. Next, we got NFC preview on Inside the Huddle.
Hey, Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Pretty young Papsy, we must make it back to Camelot so I can listen to GoMileHigh.com.
Oh, who goes there?
It is I, King Arthur, on his mighty steed. Let me in the castle at once. I must get to my quarters to listen in to the best in Colorado's sports lifestyle programming.
But, sir, don't we live in medieval Wales?
No, Popsy, you mustn't ask questions when I'm listening about my beloved Broncos. Ah, GoMileHigh.com.
This moment of uncontrollable laughter was made possible by a 32-year-old man with little to no coordination, attempting to execute a simple cartwheel. His name, Sergeant Warner. But young James, our laughing friend here, simply calls him Dad. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so many Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding families. Visit feedingamerica.org and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If it's great radio you're looking for, then you're in the right place. Because at GoMileHigh.com, we have tons of shows discussing sports, news, politics, entertainment, community affairs, and much, much more.
Awesome! Tom's awesome!
And don't forget, if you miss out on one of your favorite shows, you can always access our archived episodes at GoMileHigh.com on your own time.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
And welcome back to Inside the Huddle. We got some NFC previews for you. We're starting off with America's team, them boys, Falcons versus Cowboys.
America's failure team.
Yeah, I feel like America's team now is probably the Patriots.
Wow.
So.
I didn't hear that.
There was a poll about that. No, I think Patriots.
Yeah, I was about to say Patriots won that.
I agree. It just
was the
makes
Yankees
me
on
sick.
That list?
What are the,
no,
how are
football.
The
talking to football?
The NFL, yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Are the Colts on there anywhere?
No.
Why would the Colts be on it? Why?
Because it's my team.
But yeah, the Broncos are in the top five. I know
they
that.
Could. They can't be. How?
The Broncos?
How are they in the top five?
So
America's team. What do they got to offer America?
What, the Broncos? Montana, Idaho, New Mexico, Utah, Nebraska.
What does that have to do with Colorado?
I mean, it's
and
just,
a winning tradition.
It's just the way the sport, like, most people watch Bronco games.
Yeah, because they're all around this area.
Right.
So, because not all, like, none of those states that he just named have a professional team. So they all watch the Broncos.
Yeah.
So except for Nebraska.
In
Nebraska,
Wyoming.
More Nebraska people like
in
to watch
Wyoming.
Kansas City.
Yeah.
Oh, so that explains top five, huh?
Yeah. I'd say they're number one.
Because you have like the least populated states in America watching your team.
Least populated.
Kansas, Wyoming. What'd you say? Idaho.
Montana.
Like uninhabitable states.
Anyway, Falcons.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
I'm sorry.
He's sounding stupid, Squirrel. Shut your mouth.
All right, Falcons, Cowboys.
Falcons, Cowboys. I got the Cowboys winning this game. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think it's going to be a very high scoring game. I got 35-31 Cowboys.
I am going to go with you, but I am going to go to the other side. I think Atlanta and that high flying offense is going to outshoot Dak Prescott's failing Cowboys all the time. So, You know, it is what it is. And yeah, it's just going to be a shootout. Falcons going to win on the other side, say 35-31.
I agree. Head to head. It's going to be the Todd Gurley show.
Todd Gurley show.
He has two touchdowns.
It's going to be the Julio Jones show.
Yeah, and I just can't wait to see Jerry Jones' face in disgust.
Well, you should just look at it every week.
Be very mindful that Carlos is an Eagles fan. So
yeah,
I agree with Shaggy. Points will be scored aplenty this game. It's going to be 38-34. I'm going to take Dallas. They lost a nail biter last week, a game they would like to have back. I think they get a close one this week, and Prescott plays a whole lot better.
Not $40 million worth.
No,
so we got
no.
A tiebreaker. We did the tiebreaker behind the board.
Cowboys win week 10. Dan Quinn is joining Bill O'Brien on the unemployment line.
Damn. Anthony's calling for all the coaches' heads.
We need to get him and Schefter involved in each other so they can fire some coaches that need to get gone.
So, next one, Washington football team versus Arizona Cardinals. I think this one's going to be not a close game at all. I think Washington last week got against an Eagles team that had very little experience on the offensive line and just took advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
This Cardinals team, yes, they have not very much experience in the offensive line, but that Cliff Kingsbury's offense runs a lot of short passes and a lot of screen passes, a lot of underneath passes that can slow down that pass rush. I got the Cardinals winning 24-7.
Ooh.
I think it's a bigger one than that. I think Cliff Kingsbury and D-Hop, Christian Kirk, not to mention Kyler Murray, Kenyon Drake, I say 35-7.
You got 35-7?
Maybe 9
blowing
if they, you know, if they hit some field goals. Maybe 10, maybe, you know. I know they put up, what, 24? Was it 24?
27-17. 27? 27 on the answer
points. It looks like they can decently score something, but we will see. I'm calling under 10. 34-10, 9.
Cardinals. Fantasy-wise, the Cardinals' defense was the number one defense picked up this week by America. And Vance Joseph actually is still doing a good job down there. But the piggyback with Squirrel saying with, you know, you're going to see that offense. Like I said, my mindset for this whole entire week is like week 3 or 4 for preseason.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think the Cardinals are going to figure it out. They're going to blow Washington away. I would say like 32, maybe 10. I'll give them 10.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of this Washington football team. I'm not believers of them. They had a nice comeback against the Eagles, but I think I'm with you guys. I think the Cardinals take care of business here. I'm going to go 34-10. It shouldn't even be close.
It shouldn't at all. You guys got behind the board.
Cardinals end up taking this, but I really want Washington to win the Super Bowl just so they have to make rings that say Washington football team.
Oh, that'd be classic. Dude, that'd be classic. That'd be great.
Oh, God! No! God, please, no! No!
No! No!
No!
Very next one. This is going to be a probably not eventful game, probably not fun game to watch. Giants versus Bears, and I'm going to go actually Bears on this one. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I got 17-14, Bears winning.
I don't think Mitchell Trubisky is going to throw three touchdowns again in a game, let alone a quarter this year. So I actually kind of – I love – dude, Daniel Jones.
Danny Dimes.
Mm-hmm.
He had a decent game.
He's underrated. He's underrated.
Yeah, definitely.
He's the second best quarterback out of that draft.
That throw to that's definitely debatable. That deep throw to Darius Slayton through three people over the top of a defense was just an amazing toss. So
it was a Danny Dime.
Yeah, so Danny Dimes. I like the Giants here. I think the Giants 2010, 2017 maybe the Bears keep it close.
Giants, because it's going to be the Barkley show. Obviously, he's going to rush more than 9 yards.
6 yards.
Yeah, 6 yards. That's right. The quarterback did 9 yards.
Yeah, the quarterback did 9 yards.
The other. So, but no, I think it's going to be Giants are going to, I'm going to say kind of high scoring, like 27-24.
So I'm the only believer so far in Chicago.
I like the Bears. Okay, Bears.
Duh Bears.
No, I think the Joe
Judge. You in the city of Chicago are about the only people.
I think the Joe Judge era in New York is going to get off to an 0-2 start. Chicago, I'm not big believers in them throughout the season, but I definitely like them. They're not going to choke again. Give me them 28-18.
I have friends that are Giants fans, and they still don't know who Joe Judge is.
What do you got?
That's funny.
Saquon rebounds, Bears choke.
So we got 3-2 Giants. That was a close one. So this next one, Lions versus Packers. I think this is going to be a clean sweep, honestly. I got the Packers winning. I got them probably winning pretty big, honestly. 38-17. I think this offense is very, very high octane, and I think that they're out to prove something, that they aren't just a team that's going to get blown out in the NFC Championship last year and get ran all over. I think they're out to prove that they're actually a Super Bowl contender.
My wife's going to love me for this, but I'm going to say Aaron Rodgers tosses 3, maybe 4 again. This Lions secondary is not very good. He just proved with only pretty much Devontae Adams. And was it Lazard. Valdez-Scantling. I mean,
Aaron Jones continued where he was off last year.
Yeah,
Aaron Jones.
You know, so I think they put up 35 again. You know, Lions 13. You know, 35-13.
I want to make an early quick prediction that I think that the Lions head coach is going to get fired. I don't believe that he will be there after week 6. I think they're going to be getting rid of him.
Are you taking words out of Anthony's mouth?
Anthony's mouth. I'm already taking the words out of your mouth because I heard him. I felt him.
I just want to say real quick, congratulations to Matt Patricia on the weight loss. He's going to have a lot more time to work on it after week 5 with his buddies Dan and Bill.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. You know what's going to be sad is I guarantee you he's going to leave and he's going to go right back to the Patriots dynasty. And they're probably going to bring him in. Like, remember when the Broncos got rid of Josh McDaniels and he went right back onto the Patriots during the Super Bowl run?
Yeah.
It's like, it's going
to
happen.
I got a conspiracy theory on that one. I think the Patriots told him to go to the Broncos.
To destroy the Broncos?
Yep.
Draft Tim Tebow.
Yeah. So, no, I got Packers over the Lions. Same as Squirrel, like a high, like 35-17 kind of deal.
All right. Packers.
I'm
going
to go pretty much similar score as Carlos. I'm going to go 35-14. I think Devontae Adams, by the end of the year, will be a top three wide receiver in the NFL. They're going to look his way. Darius Slay traded in the offseason, so they don't really have anyone who can check Devontae Adams, who can press him. So look for the Packers offense to have another big day.
All right, we got the Packers. Clean sweep for the Packers. All right, very next one. We got the Rams versus the Eagles. And I got the Rams actually starting off the season 2-0, beating this Philadelphia Eagles team. I think it's going to be a closer game, though. I think it's going to be about 24-17, 24-20, or maybe 27-20. Mm. I got somewhere in that like mid-20s range for the Rams, and then right at the cusp of 20s for the Eagles. What do you guys got?
I have the Eagles tanking again. As much as I'm having a heart attack right now, and I'm already bald, so I'm going to lose more hair. But Rams' defense of line against the Eagles' no offensive line, Carson Wentz is going to go down at least 4 or 5 times, and I hope he doesn't get hurt. But Jalen Hurts comes in week 6. But Rams 20.
Should have kept Big John Nick.
Yeah. Well, Nick wanted to go.
Yeah, Nick wanted.
The day they released him, like they said he had a money order check or a check for $2 million, and like, here you go, back to the Eagles, so he can leave. Anyway, moving on. So Rams 38, Eagles only 14.
Right, I think this is the closest game of the week for me. This is a straight up pick 'em. I don't know who wins this game. I'll go Rams by a point. Because Aaron Donald finds a way to get to the quarterback, they're going to have to double and triple team him. He's just the best defensive player in the NFL.
All right.
Yeah.
And who you got, Squirrel?
I am going to go with the Rams, without a doubt.
We got Rams. Rams back there as well?
Sorry, Carlos, no Philly special, but we'll let Doug Marrone get a paycheck the rest of the year today.
All right. We're going to have to come right back here with the last three pick'ems. We'll be right back with the last three NFC pick'ems and a little bit of FanDuel talk here on Inside the Huddle.
Hey, Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torching yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hurry, young Papsy. We must make it back to Camelot so I can listen to GoMileHigh.com.
Oh, who goes there?
It is I, King Arthur, on his mighty steed. Let me in the castle at once. I must get to my quarters to listen in to the best in Colorado's sports lifestyle programming.
But, sir, don't we live in medieval Wales?
No, Popsy, you mustn't ask questions when I'm listening about my beloved Broncos. Ah, GoMileHigh.com.
This moment of uncontrollable laughter was made possible by a 32-year-old man with little to no coordination, attempting to execute a simple cartwheel. His name, Sergeant Warner. But young James, our laughing friend here, simply calls him Dad. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every 6 Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so many Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding families. Visit feedingamerica.org and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If it's great radio you're looking for, then you're in the right place. Because at GoMileHigh.com, we have tons of shows discussing sports, news, politics, entertainment, community affairs, and much, much more.
Awesome! Tons of awesome!
And don't forget, if you miss out on one of your favorite shows,
you can always access our archived episodes at GoMileHigh.com on your own time.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, last segment of the day. We're going to run through these last three games that we have for the NFC preview slash pick'ems. And we got Panthers versus Buccaneers for game six of the NFC. I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to get back on track, and they're going to roll over the Panthers. And I think this is not going to be a close game. I actually got the Bucs putting up over 40 points. Oh, I got 40. I'm going to say 42.
So you're taking the over.
I'm taking the over. I got 42 to 27 Panthers. I still think that Panthers offense is going to put up some points as well.
I mean, they put up 30 last week.
Mm-hmm. I think Christian McCaffrey is going to get his, and he's going to get at least one touchdown.
I don't think it's that big of a shootout. Tom Brady's not a shootout type of guy, and Teddy Bridgewater is not in a shootout mood right now. So I'm going to go and say Tom Brady does get his first win. For Tampa, say 28-21. Yeah.
What do you guys got?
Stirring a pot. No, I'm going to go Panthers. McCaffrey's going to have two touchdowns. He's going to have his over 200 yards of all-purpose. Tom, yeah, he'll throw a touchdown or two, but I think Teddy is – I think he has some good – what was the guy that – the skinny guy, Robinson – last week?
Robbie Anderson.
I think he's going to have a good week. But I think it's going to be a squeaker, but it would be like 28-24 Panthers.
I got something about him here in a minute.
I like Tampa Bay 31-30. I think it's going to be a really warm game. Defenses will be tired. They'll be worn out, and points will be scored, especially late in the game. I like Tom Brady to come clutch in the fourth quarter. So the Bucs 31-30.
What you guys got in the back there?
Brady comes to Denver looking for his first win.
Brady comes to Denver looking for. We got 3-2 Bucks.
Wow.
No.
3-2. Yeah, 3-2. Cause
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Panthers. Yeah.
All right. Next one. We got Vikings versus Squirrels team, the Colts.
Are we skipping over to Patriots?
No, that's the last game of the. My bad. I put it before. So Vikings versus the Colts.
This is
so
a better game anyway, right?
This is a better game anyway. Yeah. He's not going to like the pick, though. I got the Vikings winning this game. I got them winning probably. I want to say they're not going to put up 30 points. I got 28-20.
Well,
Vikings win.
You know where I'm going.
I know where you're going, Squirrel.
I'm going to say Philip Rivers.
Vikings in a blowout.
I'm going to say Philip Rivers is definitely going to throw a pick in the fourth quarter. I'm going to call that now. maybe two. I just hope we're up 14 by then.
Shut your mouth.
I'm sorry.
What did you just say? Coming off stupid.
So. In a sense,
got two of them.
I got a close game. 24-23. Colts come out of there with our new kicker, Rodrigo Blankenship.
1-1 right now.
Now Vikings 28, Colts 14.
Disgrace.
All right, I think this one's going to be really close too. Would you guys agree?
I think it is. So I think it's going to be another pick 'em game like that Rams Eagles.
I love it.
I'll go 24-23. I'll go Colts. I don't think either quarterback is particularly clutch. I'm not really sure who to pick, but I'll say Colts 24-23.
Love it.
Who do you guys got?
I'm going to hand it to Squirrel this week. I think Cousins is going to have a rough time up there.
Yes.
Second cousin, Kurt.
Let me slide in here. I think Philip Rivers is going to poop his pants.
Nope.
You're not allowed.
Well,
and then enough,
his vote didn't count.
He's old enough to wear the pants.
All right. Sunday night game. And this is a game I'm actually most excited to see out of the whole games this weekend. And that is Cam Newton versus Russell.
What a turd game on Sunday night, huh? The Patriots and the Seahawks.
That's not a turd game. You got Cam Newton versus Russell Wilson.
I wish there was fans at this game.
I wish there was fans at this game. I really do, honestly. Especially with the 12th man.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to go Seattle, though. I got Seattle pulling off a close game. But I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I got 2017 Seattle.
I'm going to go that same direction. Yeah. It's in Seattle, right?
It's in Seattle.
Yeah. It's
without fans, though.
It's no 12th man.
It doesn't matter. It's still tough to walk in there and beat Russell Wilson. It doesn't matter.
That is true.
You know, he loves that field. He's very, very good at that field. I'm going to go 2017 Seattle.
Belichick says Wilson is the most underrated quarterback ever.
Yeah, I seen that, dude. I seen that.
Yeah.
But anyway, he was just, I think it's a ploy. Yeah. So anyway, Seahawks with a special teams touchdown, 27, I keep sticking with 17, but 27-17 Seahawks.
Yeah, you took that from me. I was going to Belichick said, I don't see really anybody better than this player. I think Seahawks are going to win by 10 points. It'll be 24-14, and Russell Wilson runs the ball, throws the ball, and Patriots just don't have an answer.
Here's one thing I do want to say, though. I think Cam Newton is going to have a good game in this game. I think he is going to throw his first touchdown of the year, and I think he's going to rush for a couple touchdowns against this Seattle team. And here's a hot take. I think Cam Newton's going to have over 10-plus rushing touchdowns this year, which will be the third time in his career that he has 10-plus rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, I think the Seahawks are going to keep him grounded a little bit, my opinion.
Were they calling straight run plays for him in the red zone? That's what it looked like.
They were running straight read options, speed options, power options. So, and those are really hard.
I didn't think Belichick had that in his repertoire back then.
Well, somewhere he dug it out of somewhere.
Yeah, he ran for more yards than Brady did in all 18 years there in one game, right?
He just gave it to McDaniels. Yeah. I mean,
that's crazy.
So, who do you guys got?
Beast Mode raises the flag in the empty stadium to make up for that not giving him the ball, and Seahawks take the win.
All right. Now let's move on to fantasy. And this is the one that I'm going to push it off to my man Squirrel over here.
Super Bowl.
Yes, yes, yes. Guys, as we always like to do a lot of fantasy on this show, we do have a fantasy press box fantasy league that Mr. Carlos is in, Mr. Becker is in, and
1-0.
Mr. Jake Shadler is in. I believe Mr. Romano. No, Mr. Romano is not in that one.
No, he is
but,
not.
I won last week. Jake, did you win last week?
I did not. No,
I did.
Mr. Carlos won. Becker, we looked. You are the highest projected points in our fantasy press box league.
Ooh,
like 155.
I'm ready to go in, coach. Just give me a chance.
auto draft all stars, of course.
Yeah, auto draft. All yeah, stars. Yeah. Which was amazing. Well, what I want to bring
you auto drafted.
Did you auto-draft?
I was at where I couldn't have drafted, but I landed Davante Adams and some other studs.
Just like that Corona commercial?
I actually want to bring up some studs that are going to be performing this week that a lot of people may not, you know, always think are big-time studs. I just want to bring everybody's attention. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to be performing 15 to 20 points a game from here on out, I believe.
I agree.
I was not very high on him, but I think the way that Andy Reid knows how to use an offense and run people and use quick, yeah, and looks like you're going to –
He's projected
17. I got – yeah, okay. So 17. So, it, you know, I think that the way Patty Mahomes runs the offense, he did a lot with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and boy, that guy can move.
He can scoot.
Did you see that little movie put on? I forgot the D-back, whoever it was.
Oh, put him on skates.
Boy,
yeah.
did he.
He kind of has a blessing in disguise. I'm about to interrupt you, but he has a blessing in disguise having a Patrick Mahomes for a quarterback, so he's never going to be playing against a stacked box. So every time he gets the ball, he's never going to be playing against 7, 8, 9 people in the box every time. It's going to be maybe 4 or 5 because they have to worry about the containment of the receivers for the Chiefs. So it just, if that weapon can contain for the Chiefs, that's going to be a deadly weapon, long run.
Good point.
I'll give you two more little studs here. Derrick Henry's going to tear up that Jacksonville defense, I think. But I think Jacksonville will win the game eventually. You know, but
come on, man.
Derrick Henry's going to do his thing. You know, but Minshew magic is gonna come through.
Let's go. Game-winning drive.
I can get you, you know, 20, 25 points with Derrick Henry this week. One more. Going to surprise you. I think Nick Chubb gets about 20 points tonight.
Oh. That's good for me right here.
Big upside. Big upside. He's actually kind of cheap in FanDuel right now. Joe Mixon is as well. So I think that, you know, either one of those and Kenyon Drake is going to have 25 points this week. Wait and see for Arizona. He's going to be a stud, and there's no way that Arizona doesn't use him this week because they didn't really use him last week much, you know. Christian Kirk was running, or Kyler Murray was running around, throwing the ball, doing great. A few quarterbacks I want to throw to you guys. Josh Allen is going to have a 30-point week. There's not much to say about the Miami defense that he's going against. I mean, do you guys?
How many of those are rushing TDs, Squirrel?
He gets one. He gets a rushing TD, and he tosses 3. So he has 4 total. Diggs gets 1 or 2. I think that Zach Moss fella is a stud. He's going to be a real stud here in a year. But he's going to get a good bit of touches. I'm not high on Dak Prescott, guys. He's very expensive in FanDuel, but doesn't bring you the upside of a $5,400 or $9,400 quarterback which is what it is at the moment. So a cheaper quarterback, I think, right now, that's going to get you a good 30 points, Aaron Rodgers. He's very cheap on FanDuel right now. I think he's going to put up 35 almost, you know.
MVP type season.
Where's Matty Ice?
No, Matty Ice is gonna have a shootout. He's gonna have 25 points. He's gonna have a little shootout there. But
I mean, he had the highest.
I think Todd Gurley is gonna, take a lot of that work from him this week.
And look at Kyler Murray for a starting quarterback going against that Washington football team defense.
Mm-hmm.
Kyler Murray could easily get 25, 30 points this weekend with his rushing yards as well.
I like him a lot.
So I do too.
Yeah, Kyler. Ooh.
So, getting back to running backs, you think Josh Jacobs is not going to do well against the Saints?
He's going to do well. I mean, but we're predicted him to do well. You know, he's predicted to have a great game, like, you know, like we think. So, I mean,
okay.
Well, I feel like as long as that game's close, I feel like they're gonna use him. But if they get down 14-0 early, I don't see them going for that run game and still using that run game.
If Las Vegas doesn't keep it close, that there's no way he even gets 25. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not going to, like you said, they're going to want to toss the ball around, throw it.
Yeah.
And, let me give you a few waiver pickups you guys need to be aware of. We talked about Benny Snell Jr. He's going to take over the carry load there in Pittsburgh for James Conner. Look, everybody's going to their phones. Look at the waiver wire now.
No, I got him.
Malcolm Brown. Yeah, Malcolm Brown, running back for the Rams, is taking a workload. He's a stud. Looks good. Him and Cam Akers are going to work that backfield a little bit. Alexander Mattison, Minnesota's backup running back.
Sounds like a president from like the 1800s.
Alexander Mattison, yeah. We all know Dalvin Cook is injury prone. He gets hurt every now and again. And even last week, Alexander Mattison had 10 carries. You know, so a few of those were in the red zone. Might be a good upside to have him on the, you know, on your team. Nyheim Hines is going to get an upside. Him and Jonathan Taylor for Indianapolis. Marlon Mack is out for the season with torn Achilles tendon. So if you can grab either one of those, Nyheim Hines, say Jonathan Taylor, they're going to get a big upside for very, very cheap. Another Indianapolis player, Paris Campbell, wide receiver. Him and Michael Pittman Jr. are going to get our top picks off the waiver wire this week. Mm-hmm. Another one, Russell Gage. I don't know if anybody knows. Atlanta wide receiver. Russell Gage had a great week last week. And then the top wide receiver pick off the waiver wire was Mr. Robbie Anderson. Had himself a deep ball. He is very speedy. Teddy Bridgewater is loving him right now in Carolina, throwing that ball around, dude. So it was A.J. Brown has taken a little old leg injury, I think.
For the Titans?
Yes.
Yeah, no. For
Curtis Samuel or D.J. Moore?
Curtis.
Oh, D.J. Moore.
My bad. What did
you
I say?
You said A.J. Brown.
Sorry, I keep getting them all mixed up. Yeah. They got the same kind of colors, you know. They all look but the Carolina's number one has been is on the IR right now, so that leaves Robbie Anderson to take a lot of the carry. So that'll actually do it for our show here on Inside the Huddle. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Mr. Shaggy for hosting today. Mm-hmm. Co-host me, Squirrel, Mr. Carlos, Becker as always, and Mr. Romano. And I don't know if we should mention, but Arthur is also back there with him helping out. Guys,
fact check real quick, Squirrel.
Yeah.
Doug Peterson, coach of the Eagles. Yes.
Doug Peterson.
Still employed.
And I have Snell Jr.
Oh, great. He's got Snell Jr. Good. He's always doing good. All right. Well, thank you, guys. Stay with us. The Press Box is right up next, and I will be the host for that show. Thank you, guys, and we will see you next week on Tuesday.
All right. See ya.
Taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two.